Not a part of our Zion Mission Attack. Mijo Yomema Baksepa Wahora Hora. Somebody thought of water to be used for the Kiddush of the Eifer of the Paraduma. And he put the water on his shoulder to bring it to where he's going to do the Kiddush, where he's going to put the ash of the Paraduma in the water. And on the way, somebody asked him a Shiloh. And he was Mora Hora. He gave an answer to a person who asked him this Shiloh. The Herald Achermeth are there. Or on the way, somebody asked him for direction, and he showed the person the way to go. Or on his way, he killed a snake or a scorpion. Or on the way, bringing the water to the Kiddush of the Eifer of the Paraduma, he put away food to keep it for a different time when he wants to eat it. All these things are considered malacha. What possible the water would be invalid. He would have to get different water. Any malacha that is done from the time he fills up the water until the time he does the kiddush to put the ash in the water and invalidate the water, and all these things are considered malacha and invalidate the water. Ochlin la'achlan kasher. But if the person took food in order to eat them, that's not considered a malacha, and therefore the water is kasher. The reason why eating food is not a malacha, the Mepharshim explains, because since he has to bring the water to where he's going to do the kiddush, and that takes a certain amount of energy, so therefore the eating of the food, which will give him the energy to bring the water to where he's going to do the kiddush, is part of the process of the kiddush. It's necessary for the kiddush, so therefore it's not considered a malacha. Hanachet ba'akre shahayu ma'ak benoso kasher. If when he was bringing the water to do the kiddush, there was a snake or a scorpion that was holding him back from going to where he needs to go, he was scared of the snake and scorpion, he had to kill them first in order to go in the direction that he was going, and he killed them along the way. In such a case, that's not considered malacha and it's kasher. As killing the snake and the scorpion, in this case, is considered part of the process of doing the kiddush, as he can't get to the kiddush unless he kills them. So therefore, it's not a malacha. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Zakla. Rabbi Yehuda gave a general rule for which activities are considered a malacha. Now it invalidate the water for the paradum. Kol dover shehumi shemalacha, bein amad, bein lo amad, pas. Any activity that is in essence a malacha, the activity that you did, is not necessary for the kiddush, is not part of the process of the kiddush. In such a case, whether the activity delayed you from getting to where you're going to do the kiddush, or even if it did not delay you from getting to where you're going to do the kiddush, that you did the malacha along the way and it did not delay you even a second, even so, that malacha apostles the water, and since that malacha is not for the kiddush, it's not needed in the process of the kiddush, that malacha would apostle the water, and it's invalid for the paradum. Davar she'eino mishum malacha, amad apostle, then lo amad kasher. But if the activity that you did is not in essence of malacha, meaning the activity that you did is part of the process of the kiddush, it's necessary for the kiddush, then it depends. If that activity that you did delayed you from getting to where you wanted to go, in such a case, even though it's part of the process of the kiddush and it was necessary for the kiddush, it's still a malacha with pass of the water. But if the activity that you did did not delay you at all, since that activity was part of the process of the kiddush and was necessary for the kiddush, the water is kosher. For example, we mentioned that if the snake or the scorpion is stopping you from getting to where you wanted to go and you have to kill them, so it's part of the process of the kiddush. For Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that's only if you killed them along your way without delaying you at all. In such a case, the Tanakhama says, that is kosher since it was necessary for the kiddush. But if killing the snake or the scorpion delayed you from getting to where you wanted to go, in such a case, even though you had to kill it to get to the place where you wanted to do the kiddush, even so it's a malacha and apostles of war. Sachas Parapar Zion Mishnah Yud. Amayser Meimav Lutamei Psula. Ulitar Ksher. Somebody that filled up water to be used for the kiddush or the eighth of the Paraduma. And when you fill up water for the Eifer of the Paraduma, you have to guard them, as we've said previously. The Pasuk said, the Mishmeres Lemei Nida. The Mei Nida is referring to the water that's used for the Kiddush. And it says, the Mishmeres, you have to guard them. And if you hand them to somebody who's tummy to guard them, the water is possible. And somebody who's tummy cannot guard them, since he himself is tummy, so the water was left unguarded, and therefore is invalid. But if you gave them over to a tar, somebody who's tar to watch them, even though you're not watching the water yourself, since the person who you gave it to watch is tar, he can watch it for you, and it would be considered guarded, and would be kosher. And the din is that since you gave over the water to somebody else to guard, now that the water is no longer in your possession, even if you do a malacha, that would not invalidate the water. That which we said, but if you do a malacha in between the time that you filled up the water and the time that you did the kiddush, put the ashes in the water, that invalidates the water. That's only if the water is in your possession. But if you gave over the water to a shomer to guard, in such a case, no longer in your possession, so if you do a malacha, it does not invalidate the water. But if the shomer, the guardsman, if he does a malacha, that would pass the water. And since the water is now in the possession of the shomer, any malacha that the shomer does in between the time the water was filled up and the kiddush of the eifer of the paraduma would invalidate the water. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, after tamek sheirim in lo asu habalim malacha. Rabbi Eliezer said, even in such a case that you gave over the water to somebody who is tamek to wash, the water would still be kosher if the balim, meaning the one who filled up the water, did not do a malacha. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, in such a case that you gave over the water to a shomer that's tamek, you did not leave that water out of your sight even for 1 second, as you know that the person who's tummy cannot guard it very well. He himself is tummy. So therefore, when you gave it over to him, you only gave it over to him so he will help you guard it. But you're guarding it together with him. So therefore, it's as if the water never left your possession. So the water is still kosher, even though you gave it over to a guardsman to watch. But you yourself can't do malacha. Even though we just said that if you give it over to a shomer, and then you do a malacha, the water is still kosher. Since the water is no longer in your possession, the water is kosher. That's only if you gave it over to a shomer that's tar, that you're relying on him completely, so you're no longer guarding the water yourself. But in this case, where you gave over the water to a shomer that's tamei, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're still watching it yourself. You just want the tamei to help you. So since you're still watching it yourself, it's still in your possession. Any malacha that you do would invalidate the water.